Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, February 29th. Tesla has been spotted stockpiling some brand new Model Y SUVs in the parking lot of its factory ahead of the start of deliveries next month. Although the automaker originally guided deliveries for the start of fall of 2020 for the higher-end versions of the vehicle, but as of now, some inventory of the Model Y vehicles have been spotted outside Tesla's Fremont factory. The world's biggest electric vehicle battery maker, CATL, or CATL, will invest up to $3.7 billion to quadruple its production capacity for lithium-ion batteries used in car storage systems. In today's report from Japan's Nikkei, the financial publication tied CATL's announcement with its plans to supply batteries to Tesla. Ron Barron, a billionaire stock investor and Tesla shareholder, says that Tesla could be worth $1.5 trillion by the end of the decade, a 12 times increase over the current valuation. Regarding Tesla, Barron says, quote, "It is now selling for $150 billion. That is only the beginning. In 2030, it could have revenue of $750 billion to $1 trillion, with operating profits of $150 billion to $200 billion. By then, Tesla could be worth $1.5 trillion, ultimately putting it among the largest and most valuable companies in the world." Close quote. Last year, California-based Hawthorne unveiled an electric classic Ford Bronco with a carbon fiber body, but now there's an all-electric steel version starting at $185,000. This reproduction includes an independent front and rear suspension and an optional 600 horsepower dual motor configuration. A 70 kilowatt hour battery pack supplies power for the drive unit for a 190 mile range, according to Hawthorne. Shares of Ford Motor Company hit an 11-year low this week, currently trading at $6.95. It leads to concerns if these challenges and the need for higher near-term profit margins will affect the company's longer-term electric vehicle plans. The company prepares to launch 10 new vehicles in the next 2 years, including the Ford Mustang Mach-E and the all-electric Ford F-150 pickup. Jim Hackett, Ford's CEO, said the company needs to move forward with higher growth, higher margin areas of the business, and he believes electrification and autonomy are part of that movement. The Geneva Motor Show has been canceled on account of the coronavirus, but we are still going to see a few of the electric cars released online that were slated for the show. BMW is set to unveil the i4, its next electric car. Fiat Chrysler was set to unveil the next generation Fiat 500e electric, and Renault with their fully electric Twingo ZE, and Audi will fully unveil its e-tron S. As a matter of fact, that's our next story. Audi is unveiling the new e-tron S model, and the company claims that it will be the first electric car worldwide with three motors in mass production, stating, quote, "Three-wheel electric motors, two of which are located on the rear axle together, provide 370 kilowatts of boost power and 973 newton meters of torque." Close quote. The e-tron Sportback is coming to the U.S. later this year, but Audi didn't confirm the timing for the tri-motor e-tron S version of the same vehicle. Europe's International Council on Clean Transportation, or ICCT, today reports that there's a good chance that vehicle manufacturers will be able to meet their 2020 and 2021 CO2 targets in time to avoid paying any penalties. The new optimism is based on the incoming January 2020 data. In one shining example, the average CO2 level of new cars in France dropped from 113 grams per kilometer in December to 96 grams per kilometer in January, a 15% improvement in a single month. Washington, D.C. has proposed a regulation that will govern electric vehicle charging on public streets, and it's not cheap. In addition to whatever prices the vendor sets, the regulation requires a $1 per hour charging fee and $10 per hour fee while not charging. This means that residents of D.C. will likely pay $2.50 each hour, putting public charging out of reach for many of these residents. Electrek writer Charles Benoit notes that these rates will bleed into areas such as Tacoma Park, Maryland, and in a personal commentary believes that this system is using public money to earn private profits for the companies involved. In France, Citroën is launching the Amy microcar, which can legally be driven by a 14-year-old in France, and it amounts to about $6,000 US. Citroën is calling the Amy a light quadricycle, and it is equipped with a 5.5 kilowatt hour battery pack, which is about roughly half the size of a golf cart. The Amy sports a 6 kilowatt hour motor and touts a range of about 70 kilometers, or 44 miles, and a top speed of 45 kilometers an hour, or 28 miles an hour. Surprisingly, it has seating for two adults, a heated cabin, and a glass roof. BMW is showing an iNEXT electric car prototype going through some extreme heat testing ahead of the launch and the production version. BMW brought a few iNEXT prototypes to the desert regions of South Africa in order to test the vehicles under extreme heat, solar radiation, and dust formation on dirt tracks. Pictures can be found on electrek.co. The automaker writes, quote, "In temperatures that would drain any mobile phone battery in no time at all, the integrated cooling concept for the high-voltage battery, the electric motor, and the vehicle electronics of the BMW iNEXT stands the test." Close quote. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, on Wednesday, the Environmental Protection Agency finalized a rule that eliminates leak prevention and repair requirements for hydrofluorocarbons, which is the heat-trapping pollutants used in commercial and industrial refrigeration. The Union of Concerned Scientists this week published a study which compares emissions from private car trips versus Uber and Lyft trips. The top-level finding is that ride-hailing trips today result in an estimated 69% more climate pollution on average than the trips that they displace. Christina Figueres's book, The Future We Choose, Surviving Climate Crisis, was launched on Tuesday. She writes in her book, quote, "It's time to participate in nonviolent political movements wherever possible. Large numbers of people must vote on climate change as their number one priority." Close quote. A court ruling in the United Kingdom says that plans for a third runway at London Heathrow Airport are unlawful because it didn't take emission reduction commitments into account. It's the first time that the Paris Agreement has significantly impacted a legal ruling. More than 60 United States island groups signed the Climate Strong Islands Declaration on Wednesday. The declaration sets forth a set of principles, challenges, and opportunities faced by islands in the United States and serves as a call to help these communities respond to the climate crisis. The UK's National Express has announced that it intends to become the first zero-emission transport group in the United Kingdom. It says that it will drive a net-zero bus fleet by 2030 and a net-zero coach fleet by 2035. The environmental nonprofit The Nature Conservancy is working with West Virginia's Coalfield Development Corporation to put large-scale solar energy on a decommissioned coal mine site. The Department of Energy was sued this week by environmental and consumer protection groups over its move to block requirements for more efficient light bulbs. Media Matters for America released a report on Thursday stating that climate coverage as a whole made up only 0.7% of overall corporate broadcast nightly and Sunday morning news shows in 2019. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, California-based e-bike company Juiced begins shipping deliveries of the highly anticipated Scorpion model. The company writes, quote, "We are very excited to share that the first large shipment of Scorpion e-bikes arrived at our San Diego headquarters earlier this morning." Close quote. The Juiced Scorpion step-through mini bike carries a dual suspension and is rated for a top speed of 28 miles an hour and a range of up to 45 miles from its nearly 700 watt-hour battery pack. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.